USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be locked through at least Inauguration Day. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg writing that, in his opinion, the president used his platform to condone rather than condemn his supporters' behavior. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants a nonpartisan commission to look into the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the President of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the Mayor of the District of Columbia.
She said what happened at the Capitol was textbook terrorism and added that what took place went against the district's values. Bowser also wants command of the D.C. National Guard to be transferred to her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The coronavirus vaccine is continuing to cause havoc across the nation.
The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,920 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Reaction continuing to come in from the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell calling it a national disgrace.
It was a disgraceful performance by our leaders, a disgraceful performance by our military and our police officials.
Paul also telling MSNBC that the security situation at the Capitol was deeply inadequate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats look to have won both Georgia Senate seats, and with them, the U.S. Senate majority. Final votes are continuing to be counted, and military votes have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday to be counted as well. Republicans beginning to look back as to what happened, and Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes...
We spent too much time on other matters rather than that clear and simple matter of saying that Senators Perdue and Senators Loeffler and a Republican majority could be that check and balance. But look, we can't just give up now because we lost. We got to pick ourselves up off the electoral playing field and dust ourselves off and get back going in the game. Because, as I said, the Democrats have extremely small margins, but they have an extremely radical agenda. And we've got to be prepared to provide a check and balance on that agenda and get ready for the next election, which is always just 2 years away.
States need to investigate election irregularities and establish barriers to elections. That's according to Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Johnson, in a statement saying that millions of Americans are worried that the election was fraught with fraud and called such worries legitimate. The letter continues, Americans saw the COVID-19 pandemic being exploited to ramp up the use of mail-in ballots, and to hear that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg poured $500 million into local governments as part of contracts that allowed nonprofits to dictate how elections were run. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.